The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is a podcast by The Straits Times and Money FM 89.3.
We've got our colleague from Hong Kong on the line, Claire Huang, joining us now for an update on the latest of happenings coming out of Hong Kong. Claire, welcome to Prime Time. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Hi, Rachel. Always good to speak to you.
Always good to have you with us, Claire. I hope you've been keeping well.
I have been.
How's the humidity in Hong Kong, Claire?
I actually find it more humid in Singapore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Summers in Hong Kong can be very humid as well.
Yeah, so Tim, the thing is, most people think that if you look at the signs, right, it's more humid in Hong Kong than in Singapore.
Yeah.
But somehow I feel differently, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and speaking of between Hong Kong and Singapore, Claire, Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam says she's assessing Singapore's latest strategy to tackle COVID-19, and might we be hearing another date for the start of this travel corridor soon?
Well, the two parties are in touch, and we will be hearing from them soon on the outcome. I suspect it could come as soon as next week. So, Mrs. Lam's position was that Singapore has a very high vaccination rate. So she wondered if both parties needed to consider, on top of what was agreed previously, that is, whether both sides should require vaccination as a condition for participating in the air travel bubble, which they now call travel corridor. Now, Hong Kong residents flying out of Hong Kong under the previous agreement, right, guys, is that they are required to be vaccinated. So what she's asking now is if Singaporeans flying out of Singapore to Hong Kong will need to be jabbed before they can enter Hong Kong.
I think that will be a workable solution if both sides are fully vaccinated and then they can participate in this travel corridor.
This podcast is available on our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Like us and rate us. And now, back to our podcast episode.
One of the very interesting story developments that happened earlier this week, of course, is the bomb plot, the foiled bomb plot, with 9 people being arrested, linked to a group called Returning Valiant. What is this group all about, Claire?
Well, Tim, the 9 individuals aged 15 to 39 were detained in an operation on Monday on the grounds of terrorism. And they're mostly, by that I mean 6 of them, are secondary school students. Now, the students were recruited on the premise that they would be given money and help with their escape from Hong Kong, so they had plans not to come back. So many of the suspects are members of, you know, you mentioned Returning Valiant. It's a group that supports Hong Kong independence. Mm. Now, some of its members were arrested under the security law for subversion 2 months ago. And back then, the group had declared that it would continue with its fight. So what happened is political commentator Joseph Cheng on Wednesday said he was not surprised about, you know, the suspected bomb plot in a car and in public areas across Hong Kong, like across Harbour Tunnel, dustbins, and so on, because he said that, you know, there were similar reports during the anti-government protests in 2020. And the fact is that there was considerable anger in society against the government and police, and, you know, he said authorities should engage in dialogue with the community to tackle the root problem of the discontent. Now, this is a point that I've made on this show last year as well, that the root of the problem has not been solved. So it's just bubbling under.
So, Claire, what can we expect in the road ahead then? What kind of an impact do you think this will have on government policy, if any?
Well, among the 9 suspects is a Hong Kong Baptist University staff said to be a supervisor, and the university has suspended the employee in question. So another suspect is a secondary school teacher. Can you see the common thread here, Rachel? Schools, teachers, students. So in recent days, we have heard officials reiterating that the government will do whatever it takes to protect national security law and to implement, get this, relevant laws. Now, this is one part of the equation. We can expect the government to double down on all educational institutions, teaching staff, and very closely monitor students.
All right, Claire, thank you very much for that. Claire Huang is in Hong Kong, of course, a Hong Kong correspondent for The Straits Times, with all the developments happening up in Hong Kong. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
The Asian Insider Podcast channel is also available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Like us and rate us.